talking about the malacha of building and dismantling, and talk about building mechitzas, putting up partitions and hanging things from walls, over doors, windows, or whatever, which is a problem of making a mechitza, a partition, which is in itself building. There's also the problem of being mosif al habinyan. If these things are connected to a standing structure, then we said, adding to something that's built is also a problem. That's also called building. So building the thing itself is a problem, and adding it to a building or connecting it to a building is also a problem. So there are two kinds of mechitzas. Mechitza just means a partition. One kind of partition is a halachic partition. That's called in halacha mechitza materis. A mechitza that permits something that would be usher if that mechitza wasn't there. That includes the following. It includes something that creates a sukkah. If you need that partition to make the sukkah kosher, an eruv, if you need that to make it an enclosed area, legabi Shabbos. Or there's a halacha that certain things you're not allowed to do in front of Sfarim or Tfilin or Sefer Torah, and you have to have sometimes a mechitza that separates between those activities and the Sfarim, and you need a kosher mechitza, right, that has certain dimensions or whatever. That's also a mechitza that permits things that would be prohibited without that mechitza. What it doesn't include, interestingly, is a mechitza for davening. That's not called a mechitza materis, because basically a mechitza for davening is only al tznius. It's only to separate men and women that should be able to daven in a tzanua way. So it's not considered a halachic mechitza, a mechitza in shul. That's the other kind of mechitza. The other kind of mechitza is a mechitza for tznius. Either for privacy, that kind of mechitza, or for to keep out wind or sun or anything like that. It's not a halachic mechitza. It's just a mechitza for no chiyut is what's it called? Convenience kind of mechitza. There is a chiyut. But the chiyuv is based on tznius, not on, it's not a halacha, right, that there has to be a mechitza. If there's no women there, they don't need a mechitza. You don't need a mechitza in a shul. Right? It's not a halacha, you need a mechitza. It's just that mechitza, once it's sanua, then what's it called? Then you can, or a mechitza by a shear is also the second kind.
So the shot of fact often needs to daven for a mechitza, which I'm picturing in an airport with people waiting for a plane daven. Martin, yeah. There's women about, you can daven without a mechitza.
That's for a different reason. In a shul without a mechitza, and women are davening there, is a shul that's made for davening without a mechitza, is there something wrong with that shul? Right. But if it's not a shul, in somebody's house, women are in the back, and what's it called, and men are in the front, you want to daven by Beis Avel, the women really don't have to go out. Because it's not a shul. So it doesn't need a mechitza, even for tznius reasons. If the women are in the back, what's it called, that's good enough. In an airport, for sure. Right? You don't have to bedavka go behind a mechitza to daven. Again, I don't really understand 100% why a mechitza in shul is not considered a mechitza materis, but that's the svara that said. Okay.
Materis?
I mean, materis means that it's mater something. What? Yeah. But that's also a mechitza. That's a mechitza mavdil. Yeah, but a sukkah you could also have without. This kind of partition could be a different kind of, or you could have two different floors, legabi Hilchos Shabbos too. Dafka the, but here without that partition, you can't daven. So I don't know.
If you have 1 meter high, that wouldn't be a problem.
That's something they do mention. That it's not a din in mechitza. Yeah, good. I forgot about that. Well, what Chaim's saying is true. One of the proofs that it has nothing to do with a mechitza is because if you have a kosher mechitza, 10 tefachim high, right, that's not going to be good enough in a shul. It has to be because of tznius. So it's not the din of mechitza that makes things mutter, it's the tznius aspect that makes it mutter. So that may, now it makes a little more sense, I'm saying it over now, because it's not the mechitza that's mutter, it's the tznius aspect of it that's mutter. Because you can have a kosher mechitza and it won't be mutter. Okay. Okay, so now, a mechitza that has halachic ramifications, right, that's also even if you put it up temporarily. Okay? So you can't put up a mechitza that will create a sukkah, make a reshus hayochid so you can carry on Shabbos, or a mechitza bifnei svarim, even if your intention is to take it down right away on Shabbos, after Shabbos, or whatever, it's still aser. On the other hand, there is a way to do it, permissible. That is, if you put up at least a tefach of that mechitza before Shabbos and add to it on Shabbos, that's mutter. That's a hosafa to a mechitza aroi. We'll see the same halacha when we get to ohalim. Same thing, but here it's by mechitzas. And however, that tefach is about, for this halacha, about 3 inches. So if it's 3 inches opened already, you can add to that. Now, what's it called? Those 3 inches have to be, however, open before Shabbos for the sake of a mechitza. But if you have, let's say, a roll, what's it called? A curtain on a roll, and that's going to be the mechitza. And you don't open it, a tefach, but the roll is three inches wide. So you put the roll there, and you're going to unroll it. That's not good enough. It has to be that it was unrolled 3 inches for the sake of the mechitza, not just that the thing happens to be on something that's 3 inches wide. That's not good enough. What? For an Eruv? Yeah, if you wanna put up a mechitza on Shabbos to make something Rishus HaYachid, you have to open it up 3 inches at least, Erev Shabbos, and then you can extend it on Shabbos. What are you finishing off? You're just making a Rishus.
You couldn't use it before that.
What? What do you mean you couldn't use the Rishus?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not creating a Rishus, you're just putting up a partition, Mamela, it's a Rishus. You're not changing any object. You're just changing the circumstances of a place. That's not Michael Baptist.
So why do you have to open it three inches?
What? That it should be, they weren't gozer on being mosif on a mechitza roi. They were gozer on creating it.
Doesn't matter if the tefach is up and down or...
No, it has to be, for this, the tefach has to be in width.
It's going to be rolled down.
What?
If it's rolled down,
right,
vertically,
it has to be at least one tefach by a tefach, 3 by 3. It doesn't have to be high.
You know,
in order to be a mechitza minimal, it has to be one tefach by one tefach. So it has to be open, the tefach by a tefach, that's all.
It doesn't matter which way then you
mean if what's it called, if it's opened all the way
down.
Well, it doesn't make a difference because if it's, it doesn't have to have any height except for a tefach. So how can you open it lengthwise if it's not at least a tefach high? So you're going to have whatever you're going to have.
Yeah, but it's a tefach high. Well, on the one hand you have, let's say, like a screen of a projector.
Right.
So you're pulling it down.
Right, right.
Or you could take it from a curtain and move it sideways.
Right. So it doesn't make a difference because if you build it up, it's 3 inches up, it's also all across the screen. As long as there's some point that's 3 by 3 inches by 3 inches, that's good enough. So it doesn't have to be higher than 3 inches, the part that's open. And it doesn't have to be longer than 3 inches. So if it open any way where you have a spot that's 3 by 3, that's good enough.
Does that spot have to be starting from the ground up, or can be anywhere in the...
In the middle?
Yeah.
It's not being matter anything. I don't know, it is being matter. Does it have to be... Not lechora, any amount, any, as long as it's open 3x3 and it's there, you'll be mosif, bottom, top, side. It's all considered a hosafa. Once you have a piece that's of an area that's 3 inches by 3 inches, a tefach by a tefach, is considered already the beginning of a mechitza. And anything you do after that is being mosif on a mechitza. Right? It's not a mechitza. It's just being mosif on, it's the beginning of the minimal mid of a mechitza, that's all. Okay, now mechitzas that are on tracks, accordion doors, those are like doors. Those are not considered building walls, even if they're not open, you can open them up on Shabbos. It's like a door that's on hinges or whatever, that's made to open and close, right? Those kinds of things are okay, and therefore if you have a gate to keep children up the stairs, what's it called, they shouldn't fall down the stairs or whatever, you can open that and close that also, even if it wasn't open before Shabbos. Because those kinds of things are like, they're like a door. Like, they're made to constantly open and close. That's not like a freestanding mechitza.
Tris?
What?
Tris?
A tris, same thing. Okay, it's on a track and it's made to open and close, and it's open and closed all the time. Okay, now the other kind of mechitza. A mechitza that's made not to be matter anything. Okay? So that is mutter, what's it called, b'derech haroi, as long as it's not mechubra on all sides. In other words, like, let's take like different kinds of things. There's freestanding mechitzas that you roll into a place to separate between men and women, to take off away the sun or whatever. So there, since you're not adding to any binyan, you're just creating a wall. So that wall you're allowed to create, what's it called, even if it's not aroi, even if it's not temporary, you want to leave it there for weeks, is okay. And as long as, what's it called, you don't tie it, if you have like a sheet that you want to tie in a frame and leave it there. As long as you don't tie it on the frame, what's it called, on all sides, up the top and the bottom, that's okay. What?
Where there's materis or not materis.
Yeah, no, now we're talking where it's not materis. Materis, it had to be opened a little bit. Couldn't put that up l'chatchil. But it's not being matter anything.
No, you're not building a machitza, you're just bringing it.
No. Here, it's not so much, it's a freestanding machitza that you're building on Shabbos. You're putting a sheet over a frame. Frame's not a machitza, it's completely open. You want to hang but it's not connected to a building. It's not over a door or a window. Right, it's just freestanding. So there, what's it called, even if you intend to leave it there for a long time, as long as you don't connect that sheet, top and bottom, on all four sides, that's okay.
Awning is also something?
What?
An awning, a roll-up awning.
No, we're not talking about awnings. We're talking only about vertical mechitzas, not horizontal ohalim. That's a separate thing. On the other hand, if you want to put a sheet or a curtain over a door and hang it from nails or whatever, that's already, obviously you can't put the nails or the bars up on Shabbos. That's mamish adding to a binyan, right? Screw in the assembly. But you want to put the, hang it from hooks that are already in the wall.
A shower curtain.
Right, shower curtain. Right, anything that's an addition to, so you're adding this mechitza now to the door. Closing up that space. So there it's more chomer, and there it has to be that it can't be connected on top and bottom, only on the top. And it also has to be for a limited amount of time, preferably that you should have in mind to take it down right after Shabbos, or right after you don't need it that day, if that's when you don't need it. Okay, and this includes something that's in front of a open window, a doorway, where you're adding something to an existing building. That makes it more chomer. If it's adding to a building, okay, but it's not in front of a doorway, an open space, like hanging a picture, a tapestry on the wall, or a sheet on a wall, but not in front of a door. So you're not closing off anything. So there, some people hold that l'chatchila, you're not allowed to put these. So you can't hang curtains on Shabbos if they never were hung there before. It's an extra tircha and has nothing to do with malacha. That's usher style. So to put up curtains the first time or anything similar, hang a tapestry, the first time is usher. But if it was up there and fell down, so then many poskim hold, you can return it as long as, what's it called, you don't fasten it on all four sides. It's only fastened at the top, but not on not in the top and bottom. And some people hold that even that's usher, and therefore it's better not to rehang curtains or put up tapestries or whatever on Shabbos, even though there are those that are matir, there are those that hold, it's also called mosif al abinyan, even though there's no doorway, no nothing, but you're adding something to the wall that wasn't there before.
Does that matter if it's, like you were saying, on hooks or on something as opposed to, a, just say, a bar and you're just draping it over and it's not attached at all?
Well, it's not attached at all, then it would make a difference. If it's by a door, right, as long as you don't attach it top and bottom where it can't move out of that frame, that's okay. If it's not in front of a door, right, l'chor, and you don't attach it to anything, then the chor should be neyeser at all, except the first time putting up something like that is a tircha, and therefore what you shouldn't do it, even the first time. But after that, it's fell down, you want to put it back up, l'chor should be okay. Okay, that's that subtopic.
These freestanding, like in Africa, we have these freestanding machines for women on wheels. It's attached
for women on wheels?
No, women on wheels, the limit sheets on the it's attached by the, like a latch on top.
Yeah.
Any problem you get it, so you're moving that, attaching it, or are you detaching it?
Oh, I mean, it's they connect together
right.
With a latch. There may be a problem of latching them together. They're moving them into place. It's not a problem. You know what it's like? They say that, what's it called? If you have accordion doors, what's it called? You know, these folding walls. So, first of all, if they're difficult and they have taka, they have to be put into the ground or something like that, then it's a problem. It could be that's mamish binyan. But if they're just, they're movable or whatever, but they say even these movable walls where you either slide them or whatever, but then if they have a thing that you latch them into the ground, right, at the end, you put something in the ground, a special tool, and it latches into the ground, that may be a problem.
This
so here...
Onto each other.
Yeah, but since that's a, what's it's a, something that's screwed in, and then how do they latch together?
It's like a...
And it's made to open and close and to put these things together. Yeah, the cord should be no problem. Which things?
Moving it.
No.
Not building it.
No. Moving it, that's called building. You know, it wasn't there before. Now it's there. So you've created, right, something that's matter something, that's considered like binyan. That makes it like binyan. So you would have to have it there closing up at least one tefach of that space that you want to close up before Shabbos. Now, if you want to put that thing in a place where it wasn't before, and now you're making a wall in a place that without that wall something was osur, then you can't make that wall. You're not building the wall, but you are building it, right? If you take what's it called, you have a house. Let's say a real building, okay? And you take a piece of sheetrock, right? And you have an opened space, and you put it into that space. Is that building?
Yeah, but this is something which is meant to be moved around.
Yeah, okay, so that's called Aul Aroi. That's called Mechitza Aroi. But since it's Mechitza Materes, it looks like building because you're accomplishing something. And therefore, they prohibit it unless it was opened a tefach before Shabbos. Tefach meaning, therefore, that it was opened in the place where you wanted a tefach.
So like those hotels that have walls that they connect them and slide them all over. It's a divided room.
Right, so it depends how they're made. If they're just made sliding on a track or accordion-wise, then it's not a problem. But some of these walls, you have to have a tool and you unscrew them and you have to move them around. Those takas mamash binyan.
What if it's... The accordion thing, so it's hard to. You can do it. It's all on track, but it's hard to move it around.
If it's made to open and close, and it's done on a regular, not a regular, but it's done often, then it's the same. In Manashov, these accordion doors that are meant to open up, they shouldn't be hard. If it's hard, then
the track is like rusty or
No, that's tough. As long as it's open and closed normally, it's okay.
So Just to recap, the mechitza matzeret issue, doesn't matter how it's done, if it's affixed or not affixed, if I hang a sheet over a bookcase that now covers the sarn,
right.
I've done this one.
Right, unless it was open before Shabbos. Even if it's not tied on all sides.
That's true, even if it's not matir or anything at this moment. But
you're putting it there for a heter. What do you mean? No, listen, that's, if you put up
a...
No, it's not true, because it depends what your kavana is. If you're putting up this mechitza for the sun, but if you have a Sefer Torah there, right, you theoretically could do something on the other side of mechitza. That's not mechitza matir. You don't need it for that heter. If you're doing it for that purpose of being matir, but any mechitza, right, could be a mechitza materis if you build a sukkah around it, right? It has to be that you're doing it for that purpose of being matir. So a mechitza that's being put up to be matir something, that's what they ask for. Not a mechitza that potentially could be matir something.
Later on.
Yeah, but that's mechitza materis. It doesn't have to be matir right now, but your intention is to put it up to create some kind of heter. It depends. If you're doing it out, there's two halachas here. There's one that it's covered. Some things covering helps. If it's covering, then it's not a mechitza. It's covered. You can
so
cover anything on Shabbos.
So that's not called mechitza, because it is a
right?
Materia,
no, but if it's so, if it's enough just to cover the svarim, and that's a covering, that's okay. Okay? But if it doesn't help to cover, you need a mechitza. And you're putting it up as a mechitza, then it's not okay.
So
sometimes covering is not enough. Sometimes you need a mechitza. Then it's a problem.
What a sheet by itself blows in the wind.
What?
It's not a mechitza materis,
no, as long as what's it called. It could be that for these kinds of things that would be enough of a mechitza, curtain hanging down. And then it had to be opened. Right. But if it's not out of mechitza, it's out covering, where covering helps, then it's okay.